This one is called Letters of Impossibilities. When family and friends visit, they see my prayer jar on the entry table. Many have expressed interest and asked me about it. I told them we've received many answers to prayers. Some have joined me and wrote on little scraps of paper, dropping these into my jar. Now I have a whole jar of these letters of impossibilities. A few of us have prayed over these and asked the Lord for the salvation of family and friends and to heal loved ones of serious life-threatening illnesses. One friend said, "I need a new job." A couple asked for the Lord to restore their relationship with children. We asked the Lord to do what seemed like impossible things. I'm so happy to say we've seen many answers to our prayers. When we remind the Lord of His promises, He tells you and me, "I am your strength," Psalm 28:7. "I am the Lord who heals you," Exodus 15:26. We are reminded of His word. "This same God who takes care of me will supply all your needs from His glorious riches which have been given to us in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4:19. To hear and see God's word brings much comfort and reassurance that He has all these situations in His control. Nothing goes unseen or unanswered. He reminds us in His word, "For nothing will be impossible with God," Luke 1:37. A friend told me what I thought was an impossible situation, no relief in sight. He fixed it in a way I couldn't imagine. My friend said she stood on God's word, "What is impossible with man is possible with God." Luke 18:27. Father, everything is possible with You. You can take what the enemy meant for our harm and destruction and turn it around for Your glory. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus.